Is there more than one? Did you see any other bodies in there?
Tayshia!
We got a whole ass limo out there. Big, big ass limo looking like it's full of men, but I didn't see anything yet.
Wow.
It's finally Tayshia's turn on The Bachelorette. We got four new guys, a tiny hair iron that certainly didn't help at all, and Tayshia trying to explain what she does for a living. It's all pretty, pretty good on tonight's Bachelorette. Let's get into it. I'm joined by Justine and Natasha from Two Black Girls, One Rose. Let's batch.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. All right, it's official. I think I've discovered the ultimate coupling of all time. Like any good relationship, they really balance each other out. One is super sweet, and the other, well, they can be a little nutty sometimes. It is, of course, Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. So perfect, some would call it true love. Find Reese's now at a store near you. Welcome to Bachelor Party. It's Tayshia's turn. It's officially the Tayshia era of The Bachelorette. And to break it down, I am joined by the co-hosts of Two Black Girls, One Rose, Justine and Natasha. Welcome back, ladies. Nice. Saying ladies like that is very Chris Harrison. I'm sorry, but it's great to see you.
Great to see you, Julia. Very happy to be back.
Night one, Tayshia. How'd you guys feel about it? What do you think about her as The Bachelorette? What stood out? Just give me your first impression. Justine, you go first.
Sure. I really love how she is running it so far. I think she's doing a really good job making it look like she has total control over this entire shebang, this whole show.
Yeah.
We said on our last episode, did not love her dress.
Really? I liked it. What's your problem with it?
I feel like she should show off her boobs at every time.
Well, that came later.
She has such great boobs, and I don't know why they were hiding, but...
I feel like you got a good silhouette, though. I feel like you really saw the shape of them.
Yes, you did. But for a night one, I was like, dang. Nah. She has such great natural boobs. I just wanted them to be out, you know?
That's a dress that not, like, almost no one could pull off. This is actually not to go too deep on her body, like, in the first 2 minutes of the show, but I just really like... that she is obviously very thin, but she looks natural. She doesn't look like she's been in the gym like every day. And I just, I just in general, like a natural looking person. So I was excited about that. Natasha, what about you?
On that dress, we said it looks a little bit, my big fat gypsy wedding-esque. That's the vibe.
Great show. Great show. A little camo vibes as well. I was just like, this is sort of like the military version of my big fat gypsy wedding.
Right. Camo like version. But yeah, I'm loving Tayshia so far. She has a beautiful smile. She has one of those like infectious smiles. So immediately she like puts you at ease. She's coming in with a great energy. These guys have been through the ringer these past few weeks of sitting around waiting for Claire to realize she don't want nothing to do with them. So I'm glad Tayshia is now sweeping in with just a great energy. She's giving guys a chance that we would have never probably seen from
or
heard of with Claire, Ivan, Brendan, things like that, guys like that. So far, so good. I'm loving it.
I feel like she's the target to the brainiac so far. Like, I feel like she's gone for the guys with pretty good professions. Not that that's the only way to judge, but I do appreciate like a good professional man who's like, you know, she's into the scientists, it seems like, with Spencer and Ivan, which I'm here for. Yes. I'm into it. I was really into Ivan with the chess piece situation with Claire, so I was excited that he was getting a lot of attention this evening.
Yeah, I'm glad. Yeah, we're seeing guys that I don't think were like Claire's type.
Yeah,
but are actually really good guys in the pack. Justine and I love Dr. Joe, the doctor.
Sure, of course, the anesthesiologist.
Yes. Yep.
This week's narrator, kind of.
Yeah, right. So I hope to see more of him, and it seems like Tayshia's kind of spreading the wealth, so.
Yeah. Well, it's really funny. I feel like now that Tayshia's here, it's just like instantly changed how they're doing the season. Like, it was such a Dale-specific edit. It's very clear now that you see one episode of Tayshia. It was like, we only got Dale for four episodes with Claire. They didn't get to know anyone else.
Nope.
And it feels like they just like reverted to like very old school Bachelorette now. Like, it felt like an early season to me. And did you guys get that vibe? Like, Did it feel different to you? Or is that like in my head? Or did you guys pick up on that as well?
It felt like what The Bachelorette is supposed to be. So not an old season, just like a regular season.
Sure.
Claire's was like a departure from that. So,
yeah. Oh my goodness. It's wild. What did you guys think of the dates? Because I, going into the season, was like really excited that they were going to be in one location. I thought that could be good. How did you feel about these dates? We had her one-on-one was riding horses and Chris Harrison running around. So much Chris Harrison.
So much. That's the problem. There's way too much Chris Harrison.
Too much Chris Harrison
before this show even started. I've been sick and tired of him for a long time. So to just have him be on the host, he's the host of the dates, he's the waiter, he's the bartender. Like, it's too much.
That was super weird. So we had that one-on-one with Brendan. Yep. We'll talk more about that in a second. We had the, well, I think they were calling it Splash Ball. It took me like a good 90 seconds to be like, oh, this is just basketball in a pool.
Yes.
Right. I was like, okay, this is a new game. We're learning. Oh, this is just basketball. Okay, cool.
It really bothered me that they were wearing sweatbands on their heads. Cause like, they're just going to get wet. It's just not, that's not going to feel good. Yeah. It's not going to perform its function of absorbing your sweat. Itself is wet. So they had those. And then was there another date? I can't remember.
Brendan. Well,
Brendan, Splash Ball, and was that it?
Oh, I think that was it. Yeah.
Okay. For some reason, usually three, obviously. They're just totally off.
Yeah.
Off cycle here. Rose ceremony. Right. So what do you guys think of Splash Ball in particular?
Splash Ball is very, like, a classic bachelorette date, I feel like. Got to get the guys in some type of Speedos situation. Mm-hmm. Got to bring a little competitive edge to it. I mean, they had the little drama with Spencer and Riley. Spencer is being very aggressive. Yeah. We've seen worse, though. We've seen much worse. It was very mild, the aggression of Spencer, I feel like.
Because we got some blood, I feel like it really turned it up. I like Riley. I like Riley a lot, actually.
I like Riley, too.
Yeah.
Also, I was like, oh, Riley, this guy's loaded. He's a personal injury lawyer and like has like some side businesses. I was like, nice. Didn't get that info from Claire.
Regular New York City hustler. Yeah.
All of these guys have just way more impressive careers than we've seen in a long time. I asked about Splash Ball because I felt like coming out of Claire's the dodgeball date with this or strip dodgeball, I was just like, are we really going back into this well?
That's the thing. Yeah. I really wanted them with the one location to get really creative with these dates. Like, I'm waiting for a scavenger hunt date. I'm waiting for something cool to like around the resort, like to do something with like the grounds and something like that, since they have the whole place to themselves.
Yeah.
But nobody wanted to get creative. They just want to do the same shit.
I know.
It is weird. I know. And I'm like so sick of the La Quinta. I'm like, God, they got to get out of there, but they can't.
Yep.
I'm tired of La Quinta. I feel like they're struggling, Justine, because there's not much there to do. Even the resort itself, I mean, not to hate, but it looks pretty bare bones as far as like fancy resorts goes.
I thought the pool seemed shitty. I was like, where's the fancy pool?
The pool seemed very Holiday Inn. It is not like a lavish resort pool. Where
I thought
the waterfall,
that was super weird.
Where the stones, like the, you know, you can usually jump off the boulders. Like, none of that is at the pool. It's just a basic ass like backyard pool. So
I know. I was just like, it was like, it's not like lush around it at all. It's just like weird concrete. I feel like now that the Claire and Dale mania is over, like all of the warts of this season are very clear. Like being stuck in this one hotel. Apparently with Matt's season, I've gotten a lot of tips regarding Nemacolin and what's going on there. And apparently where they are in Pennsylvania for Matt season, like has like so many activities on the grounds. Like it has like a zoo and it also has like hiking and it also has like just like all of this shit. I guess they went there on JoJo season, which I did not remember, but, hopefully that will be better.
I think La Quinta is just slim pickings in terms of what they can do besides the pool, it seems.
La Quinta is like where your fancy friend stays when she goes to Coachella. It's like, it's not.
It's not a resort full of activities and extracurriculars.
This is a very unpopular opinion, but I hate Palm Springs. And I feel like La Quinta makes it seem why. It's just like, there's nothing to do.
Not much happening.
What was your reaction to the strip dodgeball date? It was very controversial.
It was just unnecessary. Nobody asked to see their butt or their junk.
Like, definitely not Claire. She definitely wasn't looking for it.
Exactly. Even though they put her in for like in front to say, this is what I want. But yeah. I mean, clearly this is like a producer kind of spin, but
I felt like she was into it though. When she went out of her way to hug the guys and they were naked, I was like, oh, okay, mm-hmm. She's into this.
Yeah. I think she I think she was definitely down to see mm-hmm. what they're packing, but the whole area was just kind of unnecessary.
who can blame them? How do you guys feel about how Tayshia is like getting to know the guys? I feel like you can very tell a lot about a bachelorette, but how she reaches out to them. Like, what are your first impressions there?
Mm-hmm. I loved it. I loved how she asked everybody, why are you single?
Mm. I liked that too. Is that an okay thing to ask on a first date?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Absolutely.
Especially if you're over, she's 29. They're mostly over 30.
Mm-hmm.
And it's definitely okay to be like, why are you single? And why did you choose this?
This, exactly.
Like you're cute with a job and you're over 35. What are you doing here? Like, mm-hmm. That's
so it's a good question. Mm-hmm. Is it a normal thing to ask in real life or only on The Bachelorette?
No, in real life too.
Yeah. I think in real life too.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah,
just be like, it's kind of like calling them out though to their face. Like, you're still single, you have a good job. What's your explanation?
What's
you
the gotta deal? Know? Yeah, and yeah. I don't even think it's like accusatory. It's just you've reached a certain age in life. You seem very successful with your career and whatnot. What happened? Like, is there a story behind it, or are you just an old dusty fuck boy? Like, their response will tell you a lot.
Yeah. Who do you think falls into that category?
Bennett probably a little bit.
Yeah,
and that tracks because I've got a real weakness for Bennett, and just leave it at that.
Oh geez,
we've come around
to Bennett. He's fun.
He does seem fun. Bennett seems like a great person to meet at a bar. That's usually my very low standard. She's like, would you want to hang out with this random person at a bar? And he seems like he'd be great. One day we'll go to bars again and you can see Bennett there. Dr. Fauci says everyone can get a vaccine by April. So maybe Bennett. Oh. See you April 1st.
See you April. At the Dusty Spoon or one of those types of bars.
The frying pan or whatever that place is called.
Yeah.
That's definitely his territory. When I was in college, I used to try to sneak into Jake's Dilemma with my fake ID.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Great times. Right around this time of year on Thanksgiving.
Right of passage.
It totally was. So let's talk about some of these new dudes who came in. We got Spencer, who some discrepancies on what Spencer's job is. First of all, I was going to say Spencer played lacrosse. Do you find that surprising? Yes or no?
Not at all.
No. It's like the captain of the lacrosse team.
Yeah.
He seems to hang out with his lacrosse club. Like, that's like his main friend group. Like, and they go to like Tahoe. And he lives in San Diego. It tracks,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
We understand the concept. Yeah.
I believe it says that he owns a water treatment plant. Is that what it said on the show?
A water treatment plant.
I think it's what it said. And then I was lightly Googling him and it said like, something like that. I think that's cool. It means that he's like an engineer of some kind, I think.
Mm-hmm. Or that sounds inherited.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. Good point.
he owns the plant. This 29-year-old, he owns it.
Well, he might not own it necessarily. Or I think it did. I'm pretty sure it said that though, because it caught my mind and I was like, wait, what? That's cool. In fact, I wrote in my notes, Spencer, his job is actually cool. But he just immediately became the villain. And I kind of like Spencer. He's just going for it. He wants to be with Tayshia. Where do you think Spencer was? Like, what do you think he did in between not making it onto Claire's season and being called back for Tayshia?
Oh, wow.
Oh, is that what happened?
Yes.
Yeah.
He was pre-screened for Claire, didn't get the call up, and then they called him back for this.
He's probably too young. Isn't he 29?
How old is
29,
he?
29, yeah.
Yeah. He might have been too.
They got younger guys on there for Claire,
He seems kind of immature, though. I don't know.
She boring. Would not have been into him.
And boring.
It's a little boring in my opinion. He seems like second batch. Like the leftovers.
Sure. Yep.
An alternate.
All the new guys, in my opinion, seem very understudies, the alternate, like, oh, I see why you weren't in the first batch type.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we got Spencer, then we got Montel, who owns a gym or works at a gym. I think owns it though. in Hingham, Massachusetts.
Okay.
Not a lot of info out there about him. I Googled him, and all it said was that he was adopted. He has an adopted family.
Okay.
Montel, happy for you. Then there was Noah, who I believe is 25, definitely too young. Ooh, and he has a mustache. That's like his defining feature.
He has a and he loves that mustache. Yeah. That is what makes it so irritating. You know, he just loves that mustache. He thinks it sets him apart. He thinks it makes him mature. He thinks all these things about this fucking stash that looks ridiculous, like to everyone else around you, bruh. But okay.
I just don't like a bachelorette contestant whose like defining feature is something on their face, like, or something like about their physical appearance. Mm-hmm. At least give me a bad costume to come in or something like that.
Right.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Remember Waboom?
Like, he was like horrible, but sure. Did you guys watch when the Pantsapreneur was on? That was a long time ago.
The what?
This guy who had like a pants company, so he had called himself the Pantsapreneur.
I don't remember that.
I'm trying to remember whose season it was. It might have been JoJo, or it might have been one before. It was a while. It might have been Dez. It was a long time ago, but he was a Pantsapreneur.
If you still remember it, that worked.
Well, unfortunately, I've like committed a lot of time to The Bachelor and The Bachelorette, so it's also as a result of that. And then finally, there also was Peter, who, to be honest, I remember almost nothing about. He was fine,
not a thing.
Yeah.
Bring
in four guys. What did you guys think about that? Just four.
I guess rounding it out, right, to 20.
Mm-hmm.
I guess
16 to 20.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they didn't do it for me. I was hoping that we'd get like a standout knockout, somebody who's really gonna like bring the drama, really keep the other guys on their toes. I feel like those four walked in, everybody was like, until Spencer got the first impression rose, then they're like, oh shit, he's actually competition. But otherwise, I don't feel like they did much in terms of like add drama or conflict, or even just get me excited, like, oh wow, there's a new hot guy coming in. Like,
yeah. I think if you're Tayshia, though, you got to give the first impression rose to a new guy, right?
Not if they're whack. I don't know. They were whack. I don't know. Spencer, when she was talking to Spencer, I was like, this must be just physical attraction, because the way he was talking, like, big beach guy, love the beach. Love.
Here's the thing, though. Like, she's from Orange County. Like, that's like, that's
how they talk.
That's what they do there. They love the beach. Yeah. And I love the beach as well.
Yeah.
But I feel like that's just, did you guys happen to watch Dream House Makeover on Netflix?
No.
Okay. Well, it's about a couple who do like home design, whatever.
Okay.
And the guy on it is from Southern California, moved to Utah, dying to get back to Southern California. And like his whole thing is that he wants the donuts of Orange County and to go surfing in the ocean. And like, that's his personality. Although I actually really like him, so kind of selling him short. But like, that's just sort of like a thing. It becomes, and I get it. Like, I love the beach as well. But like, it just becomes like a defining part of your personality. It's like, I'm a beach guy. I'm from San Diego. Like, I surf. I'm from San Diego. It's kind of like all Stephen Coletti's.
But like,
with
right.
The less swag.
The less swag. Yeah. I don't know. I don't think Tayshia really owes the old guys anything. Like, I get them being butthurt. Like, damn, Spencer walks in, then he's a new guy, and he gets the first impression. But technically, she doesn't really know any of the old guys either.
So
she doesn't really
know,
owe them anything. So I get it.
I totally agree. I don't know why. I like I said, I think she would go with the new dudes because there's like no baggage there. Like, they're all starting fresh.
Mm-hmm.
She did seem to pick. So let's talk about the guys who like really came into focus. And those are the ones who she seemed to really get into this week. None of them were really on Claire's radar. We got Ivan, the aeronautical engineer, who I've just been waiting for him to shine. And she seemed really into him, which was cool.
Yeah,
I think so. They look nice together. Like, they look almost like siblings in a way. Not because they're both black or mixed, but they look similar in my head. Looks like her little brother or something.
It was cool, you know, amid all the calls for more diversity on the show, it was cool for Ivan to like talk about their races and like the way when they first met each other. Like, I was just like, that they didn't necessarily have to show that in the edit, you know? Mm-hmm. And so I think like as small as that may be, it is meaningful within this franchise for them to like acknowledge Ivan and Tayshia's race and a conversation between them from the beginning. I thought that was a nice touch for this episode. I mean, that's like a really low bar, so I'm kind of embarrassed to be congratulating it, but it's something.
But as you said, it's a choice. It's a choice in editing. They choose what stays on the cutting room floor and what actually makes it so the audience can hear. And so that's a choice that they made. And it's good because they don't really have conversations ever about even just acknowledging someone's race or background. So
totally. Which
it's definitely a low bar, but it's definitely a new addition.
Yeah. Let's talk about Brendan, who's my superstar of the episode.
Love Brendan.
What made you guys love him?
I feel like I've loved Brendan since that group date where he was looking around and was like, so anybody talk about yourselves? Because I just talked about roasting Dale. I think that was him who was like, him and Henny were the two who were like making sense during that episode. And I was like, I like these two.
Mm-hmm. I believe Brendan also declined to remove his jock strap when he lost in strip dodgeball.
Yes.
And the man's got some self-respect.
Yeah. I remember that there were certain people who had like boxes, black boxes. He had one, but you could see he still had on the jock strap.
And she was like, it's okay. And I was, and he was like, yeah, I know it's okay. Brendan revealed, he was very nervous, but he revealed that he, like Tayshia, had been divorced. First of all, I feel like he must not know anything about Tayshia, because if he did, he would know that.
Right.
Is that a knock for you? This came up with Claire too. Was that a plus or a negative with someone if they don't know anything about the lead?
Well, Tayshia wasn't his lead, so he might have done all the research in the world on Claire, but he might not know anything about Tayshia.
That's true.
Yeah, I don't think it's a knock. I think you want to come in prepared knowing something, like unlike that guy, Brandon, who literally knew absolutely nothing about Claire. But yeah, Brendan, he didn't know Tayshia was his lead, so I think it's totally fine. And it probably shows that he doesn't really watch The Bachelor or Bachelor like that. So that's a little refreshing. He's not really, you know, within this world, knows the formula. He's kind of very much being himself.
Yeah, so like, Justine, do you want a Bachelorette contestant who watches the show, or do you want someone who just goes on for fun?
I think everybody goes on for fun at this point, but...
It's not for love, what?
I do think, though, that if you don't know anything about the lead, it is a bad look, for sure. But not a whole lot of people would remember that Tayshia was divorced if they didn't look her up or like watch Colton's whole season, because she doesn't really like it. It doesn't say like divorcee in her Instagram bio, like it's, you know what I mean, like it's not something we all know.
Oh my god, that reminds me, I can't remember who she was talking to, but when he asked, what do you do, like what's your job, and she was well, I travel a lot and I'm like in the beauty and lifestyle space. Oh, I was dying.
Yeah. Tell me about yourself when you ask that to like an influencer. I guess that's what they say.
so funny. I was like mortified for her, but also I was like, well, I guess it's pretty honest. She does travel a lot personally and professionally. That was so funny. Oh my God. I cringe thinking about it, but it couldn't have been more honest.
I mean,
great stuff. And so that Brendan tells like a long story at their dinner. They have the weird horseback riding day where Chris Harrison is scooting around, being the bartender and the waiter. Super strange. Also, like not necessary. Also, just put some crew people on camera. It's fine. They can still wear black or whatever. Just ask your PA to do this. Why does Chris Harrison have to? It was bizarre.
I don't know why. Yeah, that's true. They could have dressed the PAs up like La Quinta staff or, I mean, anything, but they just wanted the comedic moment, I guess.
I think one thing that adds to the weirdness of the La Quinta is it just seems so empty. Whereas, like, when they just go to like the random like restaurant or warehouse where they have their dinner, you know that it's like just like set up for that one evening, but this just feels like abandoned, and you're just like, why are you guys in the abandoned desert in the middle of the summer? It's really weird.
I don't get it. I keep calling La Quinta the Motel 6 on our podcast, because that's literally, I expected way better quality from like a lavish resort in the Southern California desert, whatever. This place looks very basic.
It's funny, I feel like they're just not shooting it well, because it is supposed to be really nice and people really like it. But I don't know. I'm just telling you guys, Palm Springs blows. It's the most overrated vacation destination in America. Like I just think it sucks. And how much Spanish tile can you see before you're just sticking it? It's like, we've all seen the Walsh's house on 90210 and all of those shots. That was enough. Like, it's just, I don't know. It's very true to life to me. Anyway, I digress. Brendan tells us a whole story about getting divorced and how he was like, you know, all his feelings about it. Mm-hmm. I think it's one of the most endearing stories I've ever seen a bachelor or bachelorette contestants ever tell. I just loved it. Justine, you're really shaking your head.
I loved it too. I loved everything about it. I loved how he like asked her to kiss her. I love a nice innocent like, oh, I'm gonna kiss you, but I don't know. I love that moment. I love that he told that whole story and gave a lot of context behind his own personal feelings and hers. Because I really don't like it when people talk about a breakup or divorce and don't say anything about the other person.
Yeah.
And he did his ex-wife well.
But totally.
He was speaking about her. Mm-hmm. She says a lot about him. So
yeah. I'm like, Brendan, are you the best person to ever be on the show? We have to consider it. That's a really good point. He did make his ex-wife look good. He was just like, we got married too young. Nothing bad happened. It just wasn't right for us. Mm-hmm. I was thinking about this a lot because of Kamala Harris. Mm-hmm. I think there's like a new space in the popular consciousness for women who don't want to have children or who don't have children. Mm-hmm. And how like, I feel like you had to like, this is like also again, really small, but Brendan just saying like, I really want to be a father and she didn't want to have kids. So we knew it wasn't a match. Like that's like a kind of conversation that I honestly like can't think of being in like the national conversation or like television conversation until like fairly recently. I just feel like women are so defined by like if they have children or not. Right. And I thought that was also cool.
Yeah. I think the conversation is becoming more around how it is a choice. Like women can still make that choice. So yeah, I'm glad that again, another thing that they on the editing floor that could have stayed there, but they chose to you know, put that in. So I appreciate that conversation.
Totally. I completely agree. Also, it gave Tayshia like, you know, I don't think he knew. Although maybe a producer told him, but I don't think so. He seems pretty genuine. It gave her like a great opportunity to talk about her own story in a way that was like not like the way they like fake play up tragedy of like this horrible thing happened to me. I got divorced. I mean, and I don't want to downplay divorce. She made it sound really painful and I'm sure it is, but it's not the same as like, I don't know, having two heads and having to have one removed or something like that. And I appreciated that too. She's getting, I think compared to Claire, she just seems like such an amazing breath of fresh air of like a normal human.
Yes. And a good listener. And she asks, I think, great questions. I love that she asks, why are you single? Versus like, so what do you do for fun? Like, cut the bullshit. Like, we're all grown people. All of you men here are deep in your 30s. I don't care what your hobbies are. I want to know what you're doing here. Mm-hmm. So I like that she's bringing that energy, but not in like a sharp, direct way. It's still in like a bubbly, like fun, positive energy Tayshia way.
Yeah. You can see how she like sets people at ease. She seems like she's like fun to hang around. Also, she does seem interested in the guys, whereas like with Claire, she was so interested in like finding their relationship. Mm. Tayshia seems way more interested in like getting to know these guys. Like,
getting to know them.
Right.
And that's it's really like night and day. I think this is part of it, how it's being presented, but like the guys were so upset that Claire didn't try to get to know them. And now it's like Tayshia's like, okay, like let's keep going. Let's keep talking, even if it's kind of awkward.
Right.
I like how she seemed kind of nervous too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think that having that energy like helped the guys as well.
Yeah.
Because they were just dealing with someone who like didn't give a shit about them and been kind of sitting here waiting around. And so it's nice to see somebody come in who's like great energy. She's a little nervous as well. It kind of puts them at ease and lets them kind of like step up. Because they even had a moment with Claire where Claire had to like berate them for not
like approaching her fast enough. Does anybody want to talk to me?
I know. These poor guys can do like no right. And so it was nice that Tayshia was like a little nervous. Then they can feel like, oh, all right, let me step up and be my, you know, quote unquote manly self. Or whatever
the hell. I'll never get over that line. That was so funny. I absolutely loved it. Claire's given us a lot. This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. All right, it's official. I think I've discovered the ultimate coupling of all time. Like any good relationship, they really balance each other out. One is super sweet, and the other, Well, they can be a little nutty sometimes. It is, of course, Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. So perfect, some would call it true love. Find Reese's now at a store near you. This episode is brought to you by Priceline. When it comes to travel, we all have that happy place, whether it's the beach, ski slopes, couples getaway, or even a visit to that best friend you haven't seen in way too long. And Priceline wants to get you there for a happy price so you never have to miss a trip. For me, my happy place is in the Mediterranean. I think I've mentioned that. Maybe it's why I like Love Island so much, because they're right by the Mediterranean. But I just love the feeling of being in the sea, and it's just a great sea. And now, thanks to Priceline's VIP family feature, you can go to your happy place more often while earning deals up to 5 times faster with a group. When one person from the squad travels, everyone gets more deals. And you even get to choose your crew. It doesn't have to be your actual family. It could be your neighbor, your roommate, your mailman, anyone. The more you travel, the more you save. And for me, I'd love to go on a trip to the Mediterranean with friends. In fact, I might be doing that in the near future. I have done it before, and it was really some of the most fun I've ever had. I went to Sicily. We had some great swimming there, me and my friends. Anyway, if you want to have a similar experience, download the Priceline app today to save up to 60% off select hotels and go to your happy price with Priceline. This episode is brought to you by eBay Authenticity Guarantee. eBay knows that when it comes to jewelry, authenticity is the real gem. When you see the blue check mark that says Authenticity Guarantee, it means your next piece will be carefully inspired by jewelry experts and will always be worth its weight in gold. Whether you're looking to make a statement or build the perfect everyday look, eBay is making sure you get the real deal. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that jaw-dropping piece will always arrive jaw-droppingly real. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit eBay.com for terms. I thought she'd talk about Claire for a second, then we'll come back to Tayshia, just like the episode. What did you guys think about the sit down between Claire, Dale, and Chris Harrison? What was your immediate reaction to that?
They need a mental all.
I want the mental all. I bring want Claire. Bring them up with all the guys. That's what I want to see.
Like, that is the same as their IGTV or their IG Live or whatever they did 3 days ago. That was the same thing they said.
Oh, did they do one?
Yeah.
Like, what did they say?
Oh, we never met each other before. Oh my God, we're so in love. I just want to lick your face off. Oh my God, you show up for me. I love you. I love you. I love you. That's all they said, which is so great. And I'm so happy for her that she found this love and waited her whole life. Mm-hmm. But I want her to be confronted with Jason, who's like, yo, I fell in love with you after 3 hours. And like, you owe me an apology on the national stage.
Jason needs to be like, you put me through the most harrowing date of my life and it worked. And now I'm in love with you.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Oh my God. Yeah. I will come back to him in a second. But do you guys believe that Dale and Claire never spoke?
I do believe. Yeah. I can't.
I do too.
To swear on her father, I can't.
I know. She takes some lying. Yeah. I know she wouldn't. I don't think she would lie about that either.
No,
also, I do think she was like excited for all the attention of being the Bachelorette. So I think she was like not looking to short circuit the process.
Right.
I mean, she clearly loves the attention. Mm-hmm. Did you guys catch the moment where Chris Harrison's like, what comes next? And Claire's like, babies. Yeah. And what did Dale say?
Like, Dale didn't say anything.
He was like, we're going to just take it one day at a time. I believe that was his response.
On different pages, guys.
That was, talk about a bad edit. That was really upsetting for Claire. I really, really hope that is not what they're like offline or when cameras aren't there. Because like, that was just a really bad sign. Real red flag. Yeah. Apparently they're in South Dakota right now, based on their social media.
Instagram. Yeah.
Getting to know his family, his sister.
Oh, I forget he's from.
Yeah, see, that's what's next. Not babies.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, at least they're doing it.
Right.
I give this all with an extreme grain of salt. I don't mean to be a rumor monger, but I'll share a rumor, which is that Dale has been going on dates with women in New York before this came out. What? I don't know if it's true. I saw it on De Moi, you know, that Instagram account.
Who?
Wait, before what came out?
Before, like the intervening, like last 3 months since you met Claire and the show ended. Apparently he's like been spotted going on dates with women, but.
Engaged to Claire?
I don't know if it's true. It might not be true, but it's out there that people are saying that. But then Did you guys know about Dumois, the Instagram account? D-E-U-X-M-O-I. Mm-mm. It's very irresponsible. It's basically like all of these DMs that the person who runs the account gets about like celebrity gossip and just like sightings and whatnot. And there's been a bunch about Dale. But then someone was like, well, he was actually just with his real estate broker or something. But that also sounds like a lie. I don't know.
Yeah. I don't.
How long do you guys give them?
Oh, man. I hope they last. Prove everybody wrong. This was love at first sight. They really had, because they do have some real deep connections on some very specific, like very personal things, like losing a parent.
Yeah, that stuff's really sweet.
Where they've turned off their emotions, all that stuff. So the fact that she's always been wanting someone to show up for her, for him, he's never had someone who's been around when he needed them. They have like very specific things in common. So I'm hoping this connection, although very fast and like crazy to the outside world, is actually real. Mm-hmm. And they last.
We'll see after that COVID vaccine. We'll see after we can go back to the bar. How long they can last.
To your point about Mentel All, I agree. We definitely need that. But I don't know if they can do it, because let's just talk logistics. So they wrapped filming end of August. And then I believe Chris Harrison had to go to Pennsylvania like mid-September. Mm-hmm. So I don't, unless they do like a Zoom Mentel All, which would be a real lame situation. I can't tell you how I'm so done with like the Zoom TV experience, Zoom. Like watching What Happens Live with everyone on Zoom.
Yeah, I can't do it.
It's awful. It like hurts my ears. I just want to thank all of our audio engineers who work on television and on podcasts. Thank you, Kaya. because bad audio like makes my ears hurt and I'm so sick of it on TV.
Yeah, I hate that too. The Zoom reunions and all of that.
Awful. So I don't know how they're going to be able to do it. I don't think they can. I hope they don't do a Zoom one.
Oh, that would be, no. I would rather just have none at all.
I know. I agree with you. Yeah. And we're already here mid-November. Tayshia season's going to wrap by the end of the year. They should just give Tayshia the rest of, you know, don't deprive her of an episode just to get the Mentel All in. I think we've all moved on.
Mm-hmm. True.
We all moved on. But the guy who we definitely need to see is Jason. What's your guys' read on Jason and how he has fallen so hard for Claire?
That date was a lot.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise either of us, I think.
No, I think he's very much a man who just doesn't show emotion. He's one of those. There's some guys that wear their heart on their sleeve. There's a lot of men who just don't talk feelings at all. Mm-hmm. I think he was one of them. He had a lot of childhood trauma and stuff that he's just suppressed. And a lot of it came out on that date. And with that came obviously feelings and trust in Claire. Mm-hmm. And then she didn't give two fucks about him after that. This is where we are now, where he's pining and has nowhere to turn and just has to go home.
He's probably not accustomed to this feeling of being like, wait, I have feelings for someone. It's not reciprocated.
Mm-hmm. And the trust too, like not that feeling of trust in someone else. And he trusted her with his story. He trusted her with his emotions and like deep seated family, you know, drama that he's never really talked about. Mm-hmm. And I think he's left dealing with all of that by himself and doesn't do feelings ever, so doesn't really know what to do with his, it's like, I don't know what to do with my hands now. Like
he's like Katy Perry on stage, doesn't know what to do. And so I just felt like also his conversation was pretty weird. So our anesthesiologist was helping him figure out how he feels. He's, you know, very enlightened guy. And there was really weird music playing underneath it. Like also as like Zach was like helping him figure out how he feels. Like I thought that was, there was just like a weird kind of like menacing music. And I was like, this is just really, are you trying to like tell us to be wary of Jason? He just seems like a sweet guy.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. I didn't get that.
Yeah. And I really loved how we got to see Zach and Joe help him. I feel like we don't see that a whole lot on TV. With men helping each other through like an emotional crisis. We don't see that a whole lot, which was really nice.
These men seem to like each other. It just seems like they're enjoying themselves.
Truly.
I'm happy they found each other. Like they're like so supportive of Jason and like helping him talk about his feelings.
Yeah, it is nice.
I did think, I was like, you know, Zach runs a sober living house and he, I think himself is in recovery. And I was like, he must be a great coach to have in your sober living house. Just feels like he's really there for you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And he's a great addition to the house.
Yeah. Sure, yeah. He's a really different type than we tend to get. Way more cerebral. Also, I feel like his head shape is different, adding to his cerebral quality.
Yeah.
What? He has like a weird head
shape. Yeah, he does.
I didn't even notice.
Yeah, you gotta check it out next time. He really does.
I gotta look.
It's like the same as Ashley from Potomac. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's like in the back, it like is like, I don't know, something going on there. But Zach and, until this week, Zach and Brendan really just sort of were the same to me. And now I feel like I know them differently. Yeah.
I was calling Brendan curly hair forever.
Yeah.
I did not know his name.
Not a clue.
Brendan kind of reminded me of like a nerd from a musical. Like sort of like he would be like the nerdy guy who like saves the day. Although as she said, he is very handsome. He doesn't have like hot guy personality though.
Mm-mm.
There's kind of no one with hot guy personality. There's no alpha in this group.
There isn't. That's what's so different, I feel like. Yeah. There's always like at least one. I mean, Dale was kind of like that figure in the house just because he was the best looking. I don't know if he has such a strong energy, like alpha energy, but it's a really nice group of guys, like all kind of even, all on the same plateau, like no big standouts.
That's why they're, I think the post-credit scenes have been better than usual because like watching them interact together has been like some of the most fun.
Yeah.
I would like to get more of that, but you know, we need as much of the lead as possible, I guess. Yeah. But I don't know. I loved Brendan so much this week, and it's, you guys are right. Like Jason is like he's just a lost puppy looking for that one. I wonder if he does get to confront Claire, or if he's talked to her since, just to be like, "This is how you hurt me."
Oh my God!
I think Jason needs to go home and just go straight into therapy.
Yeah.
Like leave Claire alone. Leave this whole experience in the past. Just move forward on your recovery and dealing with issues that you clearly have not ever dealt with. And seriously, like just go kind of.
Yeah. No, you need Zach in his life. He should go to wherever Zach is.
Zach. Yes.
I think that Jason went to Tayshia in between her like daytime and evening with Brendan, based on the dress she was wearing.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that was like, there's been a lot of really weird editing this season.
Mm-hmm. The timing is all messed up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But like the seams are really there. It's kind of like they usually do a better job, but like you can just see just based on clothes and stuff. I think it's also harder to fudge probably based on the locations.
Yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But another like really just tiny moment that made me laugh was Tayshia clearly is having her hair and makeup done professionally, which she should. She's the lead. Did you guys catch that moment where she was using the tiny navy hair iron to like over her iron her hair? I was just like, that doesn't do shit. And she also is not doing her hair.
Yeah. Oh God. They always have those moments. They have a full face of makeup, but then she's like with the blush in the mirror.
But it was like the tiniest hair iron. It was like a hair iron for like an American Girl doll. Like I don't.
Damn.
It was so weird. I was just like, did she even bring that with her? Like, I don't know. It was just really strange.
I did not catch that.
I do like her styling though. I think she's been looking really good.
Yeah, she looks great.
Yeah. Hair looks great. Makeup looks great.
Off the shoulder looks for her really works well.
Yeah. Yeah, they do well.
Yeah, she's crushing it so far. She's definitely, I feel like I didn't really have a feel for her personality, even though she's been on Paradise and Colton season, but I feel like we've gotten to know her in a way. I'm so distracted by her voice. I'm like trying to place her accent. I'm like, is that New Jersey? Is that, where is that? Listeners, please let me know what you think, because it is not an Orange County accent.
I mean, we're from Jersey. To me, it doesn't scream Jersey.
Okay, then it's not Jersey and I'm wrong.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is though, but I need to hear her say a few more words. I need to hear her A's and her O's to understand. Like those are usually pretty telling. Mm-hmm. I'm also looking for, like, I'm not sure like what will break her heart. She seems so even and steady. So I'm like, really wondering like what are these teaser scenes of what she's going to be upset about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Scenes of her breaking down, crying. I'm like, who is that?
I know. Like, who is that over?
Right. What? Yeah.
So if you guys had a pick, who do you think is the leader in the clubhouse?
Ooh.
Oh.
Brendan.
Yeah, Brendan, definitely.
I think. I mean, he has a leg up now because he did the one-on-one, but his divorce story is so similar to hers. And like, that's such a unique personal lived experience. And to be sitting across from someone who's like telling you they did the same thing, that's pretty, I think their connection is going to be pretty solid.
Mm-hmm. My sleeper pick is Ivan. I just feel like there's a connection there.
I think Ivan too.
Also, he got a lot of screen time just like saying how he was feeling tonight. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So I feel like that's like, okay, we're going to get a lot more of him to come.
Agreed. Yeah.
Also, the guys seem to like him, which I think is good as well.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I can't tell with Brendan. Doesn't seem to interact with anyone else.
I don't know. He seems so chill.
Yeah.
I'm not sure Brendan is fun. That's my only concern about Brendan.
Oh. Yeah, he does seem a little bit like in his head. Like everything
so serious
nervous guy, just a nervous guy wanting to be loved.
I feel like low-key though, he's probably like really funny. That was kind of what I wrote in my notes, that he's super quiet and reserved, but low-key is probably like hilarious or has like a really dark sense of humor or something beneath the surface there.
A lot of Massachusetts guys, they're just thinking about it, there's like 3 or 4. That's new.
Interesting.
I'm always interested in where they're like finding these guys from. Just like it's a lot of Northeast, it's New York and Boston this time around, and I guess some LA guys too.
That is interesting. Some seasons they'll have like 8 guys from Texas, like there's like 3 from San Antonio or something. Denver. So interesting.
Anyone else you guys are excited about? Anyone else stand out to you?
I want to see more of Dr. Joe personally.
Dr. Joe, definitely.
I just loved him from cast bios. Even the roast date.
Yeah, his jokes
are
funny.
He shares some of his jokes online. He's good. He's funny. I want to see more of him for sure.
I think that's a general consensus. I feel like a lot of people are like, give me more Dr. Joe.
Mm-hmm. Plus more Dr.
Also, they really should have played up him being a doctor. How often do we get doctors on this show?
Right.
And it's during a global pandemic.
I know.
Bachelorette. That's something to talk about.
I know. It feels like a really big missed opportunity.
Yeah, give him a little shine.
All right, we all agree we need more Joe. Excited about more Tayshia. Feel kind of good to be back in the usual routine of the Bachelorette, like done with the sort of crazy. You've broken it,
right?
Claire had her time, and now it's. I'm happy it's over. We're on to Tayshia.
Back to business as usual.
We knew the ending of Claire, so it was like,
I know.
Okay, when is this going? How long are they gonna like?
Yeah.
But now we don't know the ending. At least the time I don't.
I don't either. I'm totally unspoiled. And. And I'm enjoying it. I'm like excited to not know what's going to happen. And it's hard also to avoid spoilers very frequently, but I've just been trying to avoid the internet in general, just to just to live a normal human life as much as we can. And it's kind of, I'm like, this is great. I hope to not get spoiled going forward. I usually try to avoid it as much as possible.
Yeah, we do as well.
Yeah.
It's way harder to do the pods if you know what's going to happen and less fun.
Yeah,
exactly. Spoil free for sure.
I feel like the editing like had to lean into the Dale stuff because everyone knew, but it did really like make the show less fun. It made everyone look worse, kind of, because it just made the guys seem complainy. It made Claire seem obsessive, and it made Dale seem just like a weird sycophant.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, refreshing to kind of get out of that. And as Justine said, like we've all known for so long.
Yeah.
So.
I know, it's like 3 months in the making.
It was almost like, okay, next, like we know Tayshia's coming, just bring her over, kind of over this.
Yeah, seriously. Mm-hmm. Justine and Natasha, thank you so much for joining me tonight. I really appreciate it. If you want to hear more from them, subscribe to the Two Black Girls, One Rose on Patreon. What else can we plug for you guys?
We're on Instagram, the number two Black Girls, number one Rose. We live tweet every Tuesday now. Mm-hmm. Two BLK Girls, One Rose on Twitter. Mm-hmm. And join us on Patreon. We put out mini teasers and episodes for free on iTunes and all the platforms. But if you want the full episode, definitely join us on Patreon.
Awesome. Thank you so much. It's good to talk to you guys. Hope you enjoy the rest of the season. Stay safe, and I'll talk to you soon.
You too. Bye, Juliet.
Bye.
Thanks.